The Starr County Sheriff's Office says investigators have located a car involved in a fatal hit-skip crash in Canton Township. They had been searching for a white car with front-end damage. The Sheriff's Office thanked those who called or emailed with tips concerning the incident. Further details, including whether the driver has been identified, were not available. 39-year-old Sean Gates of Canton was struck by a vehicle on Shepler Church Avenue Southwest in the evening of June 15th. He died at the scene. The investigation is continuing. A missing man from Canton is considered to be in danger. 26-year-old Ryan Godby was last in communication with a friend at about 12:30 Friday morning. According to the repository, his mother told Canton police Godby left without his seizure medication and failed to appear at a Friday event at which he was to give two drag performances. He's 5'8", 175 pounds, with long brown hair. He was last seen wearing a red T-shirt, black pants, and white Nike shoes. Former Starr County and Ohio State football standout faces a charge of aggravated vehicular homicide. 40-year-old Kirk Barton of Lewis Center was involved in a crash early Saturday that took the life of 24-year-old Ethan Perry. Barton was allegedly driving on the wrong side of the road at a high rate of speed as his vehicle entered historic Dublin just before 3 a.m. He hit another vehicle on West Bridge Street. Police said Barton had slurred speech and admitted drinking alcohol before the crash. He posted bond and is out of jail with his next court date scheduled for next Tuesday. Starr County could pay much less than initially expected for the renovation of the county jail. Granger Welty is the construction manager. The repository reports it presented commissioners Wednesday with bids from subcontractors totaling $75 million. The original estimate was between $80 and $85 million. Project includes a pod-style housing unit with a central command facility. Commissioners will discuss the budget and magnitude of the project and are expected to vote on it July 16th. Construction slated to begin next month with completion in late 2027. The Louisville School Board Monday dealt with personnel and financial issues. WDPN's David Scherer reports.
The board accepted resignations from five individuals and one retirement, hired 31 staff members, and awarded 40 athletic supplemental contracts. Revisions to the fiscal year 2025 revenue and appropriation budgets totaled $19,487 and $98,152, while the 2026 permanent appropriations totaled $43,554,000 and the revenue budget totals $44,009,502. Superintendent Michelle Schaefer reported the Louisville High School Speech and Debate Club performed well at the Iowa Convention Center in Des Moines during last week's national tournament.
A man pleaded guilty to charges resulting from his arrest during an undercover sex sting in Salem. 27-year-old Devin Eckert of Edina entered the pleas Monday in Columbiana County Municipal Court to charges of engaging in prostitution and possessing criminal tools. He was sentenced to 180 days in jail with 160 days suspended and credit for 3 days served. Eckert also sentenced to 2 years probation. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force says he responded to an online ad for sex and was arrested Friday after showing up at a prearranged location. Eckert also had a felony warrant out of West Virginia. Salineville police searching for a suspect in a recent assault. Officers responded to the area of West Main and Washington Streets Wednesday night. They found a male with unspecified but non-life-threatening injuries. He was treated at the scene and taken to a hospital for evaluation. Details of the incident and victim's condition were not available. Joa Leffler was identified as the suspect. He's considered armed and dangerous. Leffler was released from prison in August after serving 2 years for aggravated burglary and domestic violence. Anyone with information on Leffler's whereabouts asked to call Salineville police. Sebring Village Council will consider options for dispatching. During Monday's meeting, Canfield Police Chief Charles Colucci promoted his dispatch facility, taking over Sebring's territory, but did not issue a formal proposal. Council members raised questions about response times and dispatchers not being familiar with the Sebring area. Mayor David Wright says the village's dispatch center faces staffing issues and is in need of technology upgrades. Sebring could disband its facility and join Canfield or invest in the center, using revenue from an additional police levy passed by voters last year. Council will discuss both avenues in the near future. A woman has admitted to her role in a drug trafficking ring in Youngstown. 49-year-old Takesha Bailey Mills pleaded guilty in federal court to one count of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute a controlled substance. Sentencing is scheduled for October 8th. Bailey Mills was one of eight people indicted for selling cocaine, fentanyl, and methamphetamine. The indictment states two houses on the city's south side were used to store and sell the drugs between August 2021 and January 2023. Bailey Mills is the first to plead guilty.